All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today, I'm just going to cover a few emails that I got from fans. We'll see what if it's interesting or not. All right, the first one here is, it was a longer email. I just took out the last couple sentences here that are important. And basically, this gentleman is writing me because his son is turning 18 and wants to go in the army. What should he tell him? Okay, well, now, if you were to ask me this question before the whole, 2 weeks to flatten the curve horse shit, I'd have said, you know, go for it. But in today's day and age, with the woke, stupid insanity that's taken over the military, and the fact that they are literally they are treating the volunteer force like a bunch of fucking guinea pigs over the poke and smoke. All right. That, along with the fact that, in my opinion, if we are going to continue to have a volunteer military, that soldiers need to have a basic bill of rights when it comes to serving in the military. I.e., you volunteered. You should not be treated as a lab rat. Number two, and this is a big problem going back ever since I first came in. When it comes to power of the officers, all right, as we know, we can see what's going on with the military right now with all the woke-tard craziness. All right, so I can guarantee you they're chewing up and spitting out people left and right. They don't give a crap. All right, the last thing I want to see is any soldier going to military, you know, be gung-ho, wants to make it a career, and quite literally they shut him down or her down with incompetent stupidity, you know. And that goes all the way up to generals. For instance, there's I've had a few emails sent to me in regards to individuals who were found not guilty during a courts martial. Not guilty. Totally unfounded. Total horseshit. Gets out of court. And guess what? He's barred from reenlisting, and there's fuck all he can do about it. And that came from a 2-star general. Shame on you, general. I hope I never run into you, because I will probably kick your ass so hard it'll shoot out your fucking mouth.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
So, I cannot in good conscience recommend anyone go into the military unless you have no other options. You have nowhere to live, or there's absolutely no way you're going to be able to pay for school. Then only do one and done. All right? One enlistment, go fucking home. All right, leave the fun and games to the idiots. Don't worry about rank because you're not retiring. You know, you'll probably make it all the way to E4 relatively quickly and then just go home. Don't even fuck around with the National Guard or the Army Reserve, because they really are doing the same shit there. And quite frankly, in my opinion, I really don't want to see anyone join the military just for those reasons. So if you wanted me to give you some kumbaya speech, you're not getting that here. I'm just telling you the truth. All right. And this truth is coming from somebody who did 33 years in the military between active duty, reserve, and National Guard time. All right. I've seen three wars come and go. I know a thing about this game. Do not, unless you can, you have no other choice, do not go in the military at all, period. Next one. Let's see. My son has not been home. This is another longer letter. Listen, the family sent me an email asking my advice in regards to this situation. My son has not been home in over 3 years. They made him sell his leave back, and I'm besides myself. I want him home for Christmas. His grandfather will probably die soon, and this will be his last chance to see his grandfather. How should I address this? All right, now, this is actually fairly common. All right. Now, I talked to another individual who I know personally, whose son, who's in the Marine Corps, was going through something very similar to this. And unfortunately, people in their first enlistment are very gullible, easy to intimidate. They don't know how everything works. All right. So what I'm seeing here when I read this email, this person's, your loved one's chain of command is making him sell his leave back so they don't come up on the bad boy report for not allowing their soldiers to take leave. Now, in the United States military, you're allowed 30 days of leave a year. Okay, and it adds up. And once you go over, I believe, 60 days, then they just drop off and they don't pay you for them. But when they have leave days drop off, it rings a bell where other individuals up the chain look and go, what the hell's going on here? How do I know this? They tried this shit on me. All right. And it revolved around when I was out in New York. I had saved up all the leave I possibly could. And I was using the leave to come back to hang out with my kids twice a month. Well, the chain of command I had, said they wanted me to, I was taking too much leave, and they wanted me to sell back my days, which I said I will not. So either you allow me to go home using my leave, or those days will be gone, and you are going to come up on the bad boy list, and I will make sure your entire office is wallpapered in IG complaints. Okay, now, one of the misconceptions about the Inspector General is people in the military think only if you're in can you make complaints to the Inspector General. That is not true. If this is your son, you can make a complaint yourself to the DOD IG, which I would recommend you send it right to them, and then it comes down the chain and everyone and their mother will fucking get visibility on the problem. And nuke this fucking chain of command. Nuke them. I mean, this is reprehensible. You should be allowed to come. This soldier hasn't been on leave in over 3 years. All right, now this letter was longer and there was a little more information. But this person had talked to their son and he literally relayed to them he has never had a day off in over three fucking years, almost 3 years. Not a pass, not a fuck all. All right, now this individual is stateside and there's really, well, if you're stateside, that even makes it worse because there's really no reason for this. If they're deployed, maybe they can, argue a little bit. But this person's fucking stateside, and his chain of command is failing him miserably. And one of the reasons, you know, now they didn't really go into detail. I could just tell from reading this what's going on. This person's chain of command is incompetent. The NCOs and the officers alike. Nobody knows what the hell to do other than try to force this soldier to sell his leave back. Which they fuck you on the taxes anyway. Don't ever do that. Take the time. Don't take the payout. Anyway, yeah, it's called the DA-1559. Okay, you can find it on Army Pub site. And you write it up straight to, you know, the DOD IG. You can find him online. You know, you just do a Google search or, you know, Brave browser search for Department of Defense Inspector General. There's a written address there. You can fill it all out. I would advise sending it digitally. We sign it first, scan it in a PDF, send that to the emails, and then mail it in. All right, so they know you're fucking serious. All right, you mail that in. Also, contact your senator and your representatives at the federal level. They will get involved. The IG will get involved. And I can almost guarantee you that Big Army is going to look at this problem and some people are going to get their necks stepped on because this is fucked up. 100%. And, granted, I've heard all the excuses like, well, you know, the whole COVID-19 thing, it wasn't possible for people to go on leave yet. Fuck you and the horse you rode in on. The military's numbers are dwindling fast and people are not getting in line to enlist voluntarily to do the soldier heavy lifting. So my opinion is this. Nuke these motherfuckers from orbit. That's all I have to say on that. And finally, the last one here is, this one's from a 15-year-old boy. Not going to say his name. It was a pretty long email. A lot of fucked up shit went on in there. But basically, I'll just read this part. I'm 15, and I keep getting picked on a lot. And I have no idea why, other than the fact that I'm on the small side. I, too, was a runt. I get it. What can I do about this to stop this? Oh, and don't say, you know, tell your parents or report it to the school. That's already been done and it's been made much, much worse. All right. Now, when I went into high school, I was 4'8", 89 pounds. When I graduated high school, I was 5'8", 138 pounds. Not a big guy. I got messed with a lot. And you are correct. I did a whole video on this, that why we need bullies. All right. Now, unfortunately, you have to deal with this problem a little later on. You're in your mid-teens to late teens, I would say. And things get a little more dicey than they do when you're in grade school. I'm just going to tell you what I did. All right. I just got fucking mean. I got picked on a lot. And I didn't really fight them in school or what have you. I handled it after school. When there's no safety net. And sometimes I'd have to pack up with 3, 4, 5 guys. All right. Things got dicey. Asses were kicked. Teeth were knocked out. Stitches, blood, the whole deal. All right, there's no easy way out of this. You're going to have to stand up to them. You might take some shots. I got it. Also, you could use this as a reflective measure for self-development. I mean, in your email, you said you're on the small side. Well, change that. Go to the goddamn gym. Pray on the altar of steel. Start moving weight around. Your muscles will thicken. Your bones will get stronger. Your tendons will get stronger. And once you have a certain amount of strength, people will be able to tell by how you carry yourself. I would also recommend that you take some martial arts. Now, don't take any Taekwondo because that's stupid. It's been totally watered down to the point it's just a sport now. Not recommended. Take wrestling and Muay Thai kickboxing and find a practitioner that can teach you boxing hands as well. Get on the altar of steel, put on 30, 40 pounds of muscle. You're 15, you can easily do this. You can buy stuff over the counter that'll help you with this, protein powder. There are other supplements you can get your hands on that are not, you know, illegal. Now, I'm not telling you to use hard steroids. If you're going to mess with that stuff, wait until you're at least 22 or 20, between 22 and 24, when your body is finished growing 100%. I don't recommend that unless you're injured and you need to heal, or, you know, you need to gain like 20 pounds to make it onto a college football team or something. Then I could justify, or I could see why that would happen. But for the most part, I'm going to tell you a piece of advice I got from one of my coaches back in the day. And he's dead now, old guy. And I would come into the gym and I would lift weights all the time. I would be in there for unhealthy amounts of time doing unhealthy things, lifting weight that I shouldn't have ever tried, because I was, you know, I got hurt a couple times because I was trying to lift too heavy and I wasn't ready. And I remember the coach pulled me aside and goes, "Man, you're in here all the time. What are you trying to do?" He goes, "I want to get big. I want to get strong." And he's like, "Okay, I understand that. All right. But you need to just focus on what the universe gave you. And I can guarantee you that it will be more than enough. You don't need to do all of these crazy workouts and you know, try to keep up with these other individuals, because they're way stronger than you and you're hurting yourself. You need to build up slow. And I'm going to tell you right now, by the time I left high school, yes, I was not a big person, but I was benching 2 times my body weight, doing a chin-up with my body weight strapped to my feet, curling my body weight, deadlifting 2.5 times, and squatting 2 times my body weight as well. Pound for pound, I put most of the individuals on the football team to shame. You know, strength to weight ratios. I was still small. Physics is a bitch. That's the way things are. But I, you know, my junior and senior year in high school, the fucking, you know, the picking on and the bullying, that just went away. Because the rumor, well, it wasn't the rumor. The fact had got out that I had actually went to people's fucking houses or intercepted them, walking between their house and their job on, you know, at night or on the weekend to handle business. That, well, when people realize that you're not fucking around, chances are people will stop fucking with you. Because most people want to fuck around, but they never want to find out. You know, make them pay the tax. That's all I got to say.